Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, March 3rd, 2009. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, preparing this message on a beautiful but very, very cold Tuesday morning. We're looking at a picture I took that's on the site today of our backyard today, and it's really pretty. But it was quite an effort to take the picture due to the cold. It's still in the single digits.
But it makes my cup of coffee all the better tasting right
amen.
Now.
Amen. Well, our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and it's our goal each weekday morning to prepare these messages to encourage others. Today's message is titled, and this is a Greek phrase, "Eimi he hadas." Now, that is the Greek for "I am the way." And the scripture text today is Proverbs 14, verse 12, and John 14, verse 6.
There is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end it leads to death. Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me."
When I visit my brother Mike, who lives in the Bay Area of Northern California, we travel on an interstate north of Oakland. For several miles, the same interstate is used by two separate routes with this apparent inconsistency. A directional interstate sign states I-80 East / I-580 West. Well, actually, the highway, East Shore Freeway, travels in a north-south direction along the bay. But can you really travel both east and west at the same time? Now, that's a silly question. Of course you can't. Both directions are mutually exclusive. You simply can't travel east and west at the same time.
We hear a lot today about tolerance. It seems that tolerance is reckoned as among the greatest virtues of the modern age, and being labeled as intolerant is anathema. It's one of the great issues in the continued no absolutes mindset that our culture is bombarded with. This is particularly damaging to young people and is infecting the church as well.
Although the concept of absolute or relative truth may seem merely philosophical to some, it is at the very heart of our battle against the forces of evil. It's deadly. The scriptures declare, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end it leads to death." That again is our daily text from Proverbs 14, verse 12. But today, scores of people contend that there are many valid views about what constitutes right or wrong. Even asserting that there is a single right way is unloving and intolerant to many. Many years ago, I met some college students on a leadership retreat. One young lady had a t-shirt with these characters: "Ego, Eimi, he hadas, kai, e, alafea, kai, ezoe." How I looked at his shirt, recognized it was Greek, and pronounced the words as I just did, and then I translated the phrase into English. We visited for a few minutes, and her campus ministry leader came along as well, and we shared together. The shirt was an expression of her faith in Christ. She told me that I was the first one who had ever come up and read the verse to her and then translated it. But the intent was for others to approach her and ask, "What does that mean?" This would then give her an opportunity to express her faith. Now, that's an interesting witnessing approach.
The Greek phrase printed on the student's t-shirt were the very words of our Lord Jesus Christ, taken from John 14:6. So we translate it into the English for those of us who are Greek illiterate, where it reads, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." The entire verse actually says, "Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me."
Well, that is the essential message we must faithfully present to our world. Those of us who boldly and unashamedly assert the biblical exclusivity of Jesus Christ as the only way to the Father are maligned as ignorant and narrow-minded bigots. Well, label me. So be it. That is what our Lord Jesus taught. His statement might be used as an example of the very essence of intolerance.
The early apostles were also very intolerant in this regard. They proclaimed, "Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved." Acts 4, verse 12. And later the apostle Paul wrote in 1 Timothy 2:5, "There is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus."
Well, Lord, we pray today that you will help us all to contend for this truth and for the faith once for all entrusted to the saints. And that's a portion from Jude, verse 3.
Let's all pray together. We're praying to Jesus. Jesus, we thank you that salvation comes from you alone. We would fall way too short if we relied on our good works, our personality, our status in life, or our worldly accumulation, attempting to purchase our salvation. You are the sinless Lamb of God, the only acceptable sacrifice to God, who provides salvation to every man, woman, boy, and girl from every region on the face of this earth who call upon your name. There is no other name in heaven or on earth whereby we can be saved. We also cannot earn our salvation because you give it freely. We choose to receive your gift of salvation through our faith in you, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And we are intensely grateful for your merciful compassion toward us. In your name, Jesus, we give you heartfelt thanks. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God for salvation through Christ. Well, today we have some additional materials on our website. This is the message that we have prepared for March 3rd, Tuesday morning, 2009. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. You know, many of you come to the podcast through the website or email posts, but others may come to it independently, and we like to point out we have a web presence with additional materials that can't be communicated through the podcast, specifically pictures and, of course, extra links as well. And we do have today a couple of extra notes on the message, some recollections of my childhood where we had, not my childhood really, my teen years after I became a Christian. A popular gesture was the one-way sign. We would go about lifting up our index finger, and it was meant to depict our belief that Christ was the one way to heaven. Now, my, that sign has changed, and now it typically means I'm number one, or for the case of a team, we're number one. We also have an interesting video up today. A friend Kurt sent it to me. It's a witnessing type video titled Upside Down, and it's really worth the 2 minutes and 18 seconds it takes to watch and listen to it. A very creative piece of writing. Well, today we have one song we want to share with you, and that is a wonderful old hymn of the church titled I Know That My Redeemer Lives. It's a video version, a beautiful female vocalist. It's a song written in the 1700s by Samuel Medley, and recurring throughout the song is the wonderful truth, He lives. Well, let's keep contending for truth today. Don't fall prey to the relativistic thinking, regardless of what the world may say about us in regard to being intolerant. Let's continue to contend for the faith, faithfully. Have a blessed day now.